Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From Jesse, you're not going to call Miami of Ohio a push, are you? That's criminal. Love you, Jess. Appreciate that. Yes, it was a push. Miami of Ohio, I gave out last Friday at +3. Yeah, the line went to +2, +1.5. It actually went back up to +2, +2.5 at kickoff. But I'm taking that as a push, just like I'm taking Auburn as a push when most of you had it as a win at +7.5. I gave it out on Friday. It was +7. That's what we've done here for years. I use the Friday lines on the smell test. And by the way, more times than not, I've got a bad number based on where we end up at kickoff because I'm usually on the sharp sides and the sharp money moves it in that direction. So, yeah, last week I gave out Auburn +7, pushed that, by the way, with that late safety. That was a good football game, Oklahoma-Auburn. Most of you had it at +7.5 and won. Kansas, I had at -13. Now, that was never in doubt as a winner, but that game went off at 11.5, 12. Virginia went off at 16. I gave it out at Virginia went off at 15, excuse me. And I gave it out at 15. Oh, yeah, that wasn't the one I was thinking about. Indiana, I gave out at 6, and it went to 5.5 in a lot of spots. So, yeah, look, many times I'm giving you a number early, and it's going to go away from it, so play it early. That's what I meant to say. I got a little confused there. When I give out the number on Friday, more times than not, it's going to be the best number you can get on a game. With Miami of Ohio, it wasn't. But I'm not giving it back. It's a push. 7-6-2 last week. Four straight weeks of a winning record to open up the 2025 smell test. 26-17-3 through 4 weeks. That's 60.4%. You're getting paid at 60.4%. God, do we have a board this week. I had a friend of mine that does this on his show, a big ESPN show, and he said, you got to love the board. Like, how many games are you going to have? And I said, at this point, maybe 20. It's close to it. I'll add them up when I'm done. Let's start tonight. Florida State, number 8 in the country, undefeated, and they've looked good. You know, starting with that season-opening win over Alabama, and that's really going to look good because Bama's good. Ty Simpson's a good quarterback. They've scored literally 143 points in their last two games. Now, not the best of competition, but 77-3 and then 66-10. Virginia can really score. They're 3-1. They beat Stanford last week 48-20. I gave them out a week after Stanford had beaten the snot out of BC, and they rolled 48-20. This is going to be a very good football game tonight in Charlottesville. UVA is capable. Florida State's got tremendous team speed, but the public loves Florida State, and there is sharp money on UVA. There are some 6.5s out there, but there are also some 7s out there. I'll take Virginia plus the 7 at home tonight against Florida State. How about this game? Oregon State's 0-4, and they haven't been close. Houston is 3-0, and they've looked good. Houston's laying 13.5, although I see some 14s out there. That is too short for an Oregon State team that just keeps getting blown out. I'll take Oregon State. By the way, Oregon State's a terrible team. They're not good at all. So this is one of those that truly defines the smell test, because the team you are wagering on tonight, if you follow my advice, they stink. They were 34-point underdogs to Oregon, lost by 34, and a week later, they're only a 14-point dog? Yeah, that one reeks. Give me Oregon State tonight. So I like two Friday night games. Let's go to tomorrow, where North Texas. North Texas has a chance. Memphis, North Texas, in terms of that non-Power 4 / Power 5 bid. They have really looked impressive so far. They are playing South Alabama, and they are laying less than 2 touchdowns at 13. Give me South Alabama plus the 13 points. There was something about this game that I wanted to mention. North Texas is 4-0 so far. South Alabama has been close. They had a close loss to Tulane in week 2. They were competitive with Coastal last week. North Texas beat Army, blew out Washington State 59-10. They've looked good throughout. A lot of people think that they are a dynamic offensive team. They're averaging 47 points per game in their first 4. They're laying less than 2 touchdowns. The world is on North Texas. Give me South Alabama. Here's an interesting game. Kansas State's had a rough start to the season so far. Kansas State thought, remember, in the Dublin game against Iowa State, there's a lot of discussion that Kansas State would be, you know, a pretty good team this year. People liked some of what they had coming back. They ended up losing that game to Iowa State and Dublin. Iowa State, by the way, undefeated. K-State's catching 6 against an undefeated UCF team at home. This would seem like the team that's favored in this game, Kansas State, shouldn't be favored over UCF, or if they are favored, should be favored by less than this number. Give me K-State. Let me just get the updated number, because this number's been moving around. All right, it's K-State minus 6. It was 5.5. I'm giving K-State out minus 6. Cincinnati's playing at Kansas. I gave out Kansas last week against West Virginia. I've been on the right side of the West Virginia games this year. I had Ohio a few weeks ago against West Virginia. They won outright. Then I had West Virginia against Pitt getting points. The Mountaineers won outright. And then I had Kansas laying a big number, and they blew out West Virginia. Kansas, after being a 13-point favorite against West Virginia last week, is just 4.5 at home against Cincinnati. There is a lot of average bettors, public bettors on Kansas. I'll take Cincinnati. Next up is Northern Illinois at San Diego State. So Northern Illinois, not a good team, although they actually were competitive against Maryland, lost 20-9 in that game. San Diego State beat a decent Cal team last week, 34-0, while Northern Illinois is a 1-2 football team. And the line in this one is super short right now at 3. I'll take Northern Illinois plus the 3 at home against San Diego State.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I gave out Auburn last week, and that hideous safety at the end made it a push for me based on the number I gave out. Now, most of you won with it if you played it at plus 7.5. That's where it went off at. They're getting less than a touchdown this week at Texas A&M after A&M went to South Bend and won and is undefeated. Auburn losing their first game. I'm going to take Auburn plus the 7 against A&M. There are some 7s out there. There's some 6.5s out there. I would play it sooner rather than later. Florida Atlantic is catching 14 against Memphis, who right now is the favorite to grab a playoff spot out of the non-power schools. Florida Atlantic's actually played competitively. That number is short to a lot of people. Memphis knocked off Arkansas last week. I'll take Florida Atlantic plus 14. San Jose State is plus 3 at Stanford. That line's super short. San Jose State stinks. Stanford lost last week but won at home the week before. I'll take San Jose State plus the 3. I hate doing this because I gave them out a few weeks ago and it wasn't even close, but Colorado's getting too short of a number against BYU, so I'll take the Buffaloes plus the 7. UTEP plus 3.5 against Louisiana Tech. And then the two of the three biggest games of the day, I've got side smell test picks on both of them. Georgia has most of the public action. The number hasn't moved from 3. I'll take Bama laying the 3. And people are lined up on Oregon plus the 3.5 in Happy Valley. If that line was sitting at 3, I'd be less confident about it. The fact that it's sitting there at 3.5, they are begging you to take Oregon in the points against Penn State. I won't even buy the half point in this game. How about that? I'll take Penn State minus the 3.5. Let's go to Sunday where, Washington is a major public play Sunday. One of the biggest public plays on the board Sunday, even though we don't know who the quarterback is. Look, this line might change. If Jaden ends up playing, Washington probably goes off as a 3-point favorite instead of a 1-point favorite, maybe even more than that. So what I'm going to tell you right now is I'm giving you Atlanta as a smell test pick plus the 1. But if Jaden plays and the line changes dramatically, do we have news on that? Were you about to tell me that? Wes?
Yeah, he's not at practice.
He's not at practice.
He wasn't seen at practice.
Okay. So, that's my suspicion is confirmed. He's not playing. It's going to be Mariota if he's not at practice. Okay. Jaden Daniels not on the practice field with other quarterbacks from John Kime. By the way, Ben's going to join us in about 13 minutes. Give me Atlanta plus the win. 1. If it changes and the line changes dramatically, don't play the game. But Atlanta's a smell test pick. The Browns plus 10.5 against the Lions after the way the Lions looked on Monday Night Football. Short week. Give me the Browns plus 10.5. No one's giving Dallas a shot on Sunday Night Football. So this is tailor-made for the smell test. I'll take the Cowboys plus the 7. And then on Monday Night Football, I'll give this out now. The Bengals, after getting beat 48-10, I like them plus 7.5 at Denver to keep it close. So I don't even know how many games that is. I think it's 17, but I'll add them up afterwards. Tonight, Virginia plus 7 and Oregon State plus 14. Tomorrow, South Alabama plus 13. K-State plus 6. Cincinnati plus 4.5. Northern Illinois plus 3. Auburn plus 7. Florida Atlantic plus 14. San Jose State plus 3. Colorado plus 7. UTEP plus 3.5. Alabama plus 3. Penn State minus 3.5. Sunday, Atlanta plus 1. The Browns plus 10.5. The Cowboys plus 7. And on Monday night, the Bengals plus 7.5. These will get tweeted out from the Team 980 account later today. Good luck. Back with Ben at noon and a little bit of focus now on what's going on at practice when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.